For fox's sake, you won't believe what happened to me on the subway. Somebody stood on my tails. Here. I was only going to get the supplies you wanted, but then I saw this giant blanket in Bed Bath & Beyond, and I thought you might like to have it because you're sick and everything, so... Hello? Hey! Hey! Wake up! Oh no! What if they're dead? They died on my watch? Look at them. Lips so white and dry and the skin, that pallor. My great-great-grandfather was that color when he... Should I... Then mouth to mouth? What do I... Oh! You're alive! What do you mean, what do I mean? What do you mean, why do I look so afraid? What do you think? Don't scare me like that, okay? It's not funny! I'm not going red! It was from coming up the 12.5 flights of stairs to your apartment. Got it? Why do you have to live all the way up here anyway? I'm very hot, that's all. And I had to carry all the stuff. And they won't fix the stupid elevator. Yeah, I know, but it's been like that for a week now. Huh? Yes, I should normally be able to tell the difference between a living person and a deceased one. You just... caught me off guard, that's all. Look, do you still want your stuff, or are you still having fun entertaining yourself by humiliating me? Princess Harukawa will absolutely not tolerate this behavior from you. You will stop it right this instant. Or else I will... Or else I... What? Or else what? No, please, don't kick me out of your apartment! I thought you were enjoying living with me. You said so last week, remember? No? Well, you did. This cold, or virus, or whatever it is, must have gotten to your brain. Let's check your temperature again. Here. Still a low fever. I don't know why you're not better yet. It's been 3 days. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. The things I put up with when it comes to you. Unbelievable. Oh, yes, here. I got you an extra blanket. When you get better, we can go out and buy a new heater to replace the broken one. But the blanket'll have to do for now. I still don't know how to choose electronic appliances. You said you liked dark blue before. Not that I purposefully, deliberately stored that information at the back of my mind for use at a later date. I just happened to see it. It happened to be there, right in the shop display, so I... Yeah. Is that better? Huh? What's wrong? Before I was unceremoniously transported to your world by that strange well I was thrown into, my kingdom subjects would prostrate themselves before me and call me Her Royal Highness. Have you ever called me that? No. Some of them would even try to kiss my feet. Now look at me, serving as nothing more than a slave for a human in this very noisy, dirty, and weird-smelling world. Even maids have better privileges. Yes, I mean you! Your slave! Why do you always raise your eyebrows at me like that? And then not say anything. It makes me uncomfy, okay? I know, yes, you allowed me to live here in your apartment, and it could have been worse, but still... No, I suppose I wouldn't be able to get a proper job. I don't even have a... what do you call it? ID? Birth certificate? Passport? You really think I ended up here for a reason? Who knows? Anyway, you look pale. Look what I bought. Four different types of soup. First one, pumpkin and tomato. Second one, potato and mushroom. Third one, chicken and herbs. Last one, where is it? No, I'm sure I didn't leave it on the counter like I did last time. Here! Beef broth with farmhouse veggies. Which one do you want to drink? Shall I show you again? This one? Okay. No, stay here. I've got it. I'll heat it up for you. are you doing here? I thought I told you to stay in bed. What? By the nine tails of the kitsune! Are those sparks coming from the soup? Oh. You had a feeling I would put the metal can in the microwave? Phew. Sorry. I'm really sorry. Yeah, I should know this already. I don't want to break another one of your electronic appliances by accident. It really was by accident. What happened to the heater? I didn't realize my tails were covering the air vent while I slept, and I suppose a few singed tails was my punishment. I'll transfer the soup to a bowl. Can't you give me a break? Why do you always have to scold me? I'm not stupid or slow, but maybe I was a little too spoiled when I was still a kitsune princess in Tsukikawa Kingdom. Done. Back to bed for you. Come on. How else are you gonna get better? Now, lie back. What do you think you're doing? I, Princess Harukawa, will feed you the soup. Excusez-moi? Firstly, when you just tried to pick up that bowl, I saw your hands shaking like... What if you were to spill it all over yourself and onto this new blanket, And then I would have to be the one to clean it up. Secondly, you should consider yourself privileged that a princess of my rank and caliber is even willing to feed you like this. Fine, former princess, smarty pants, but still, princesshood runs in my blood. Eat. How is it? I guess the word decent coming out of your mouth is high praise. I'm glad you enjoy the soup more than I enjoyed going out to buy it. Look, idiot. Your blanket is sliding off. Ugh. You would think that having a heightened sense of hearing and smell would be beneficial, but I can't recall a day where I didn't have a sensory overload migraine since I landed here, in this time and place. Everything is just so colorful and loud and too muchly. Especially in the inner city. But I feel fine right now, so shush. Let me feed you the rest of the soup. Nothing. I was just thinking that at least you have an appetite. Eat. You can finish this. You need energy to recover. Huh? "5 months? Have I really been living in your apartment for 5 months now? I honestly feel like... I feel like time moves faster here, in your world. It's kind of unsettling. Oh no! Do you think this means I'll age faster here too? I'm gonna be old and wrinkly and ugly and... I'm not always being dramatic, okay? I'm just... Give me a break from time to time, all right? I still need time to acclimatize. I never expected that my kingdom would be defeated in battle, or that I would be stripped of all my titles and thrown into a well, or that I would be portaled right into the middle of your living room. But here we are! I don't think either of us chose or expected this, but yes, you were kind enough to allow me to be your roommate in exchange for me being your housewife. I mean, in exchange for my help around here. And I have to be nice to you because you're paying for everything. What? Nothing, I said. Would you like a massage? I'm a bad liar. Yeah, maybe. I mean, nobody would dare say anything whenever I lied while I was the princess. So, isn't that expected? Now that the soup is done, it's time to take your medicine. Open? Do I need to do the airplane? Airplane, weeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeee Sorry. Massage time. I don't want to massage you too hard because you're sick and all. What if you throw up? You just ate. Me? Caring? Oh, you think I'm doing this for you, eh? How do you know I'm not doing this because I don't want to, live on the streets? Okay, fine. Maybe I do care about you a little bit. But don't think that means you can just tell me what to do whenever you want. Regardless, I am grateful for you. If it weren't for your hospitality, I don't know what would have become of me. You gave me this place to live, and someone... something to live for. So, taking care of you while you're sick is the very least I could do. Strangely, I think you're helping me change for the better. Even I think I'm becoming less bratty. I don't know. Do I miss my home? Yes and no. Looking back, I never took any of my responsibilities seriously. It's really no wonder my kingdom was so easily conquered. I know it wasn't entirely my fault, but still, you've... You've had enough of the massage? Nap time? Okay. Let me cover you properly. Would you mind if I curled up beside you? I have to make sure you're breathing, right? Go to sleep. Would it help if I hummed you something?